The 13th day of the blessed month of Berumhat, the martyrdom of the 40 martyrs of Sebaste. On this day in the year 320 AD, the saintly 40 martyrs of the city of Sebaste in Syria were martyred. They were high-ranking officers in a Roman legion under the command of Lysias, who was a heathen. These officers refused to participate in offering sacrifices to the idols of the Roman gods. The commander summoned them, and the Christians confessed their faith in the Lord Christ before him. He threatened to strip them of their military ranks, and they replied, saying, "It is better for us to lose our military positions than to lose our God, Jesus Christ." The commander had them imprisoned, and they spent all night praying, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them and strengthened them and encouraged them to be steadfast until the end and so receive the crowns of martyrdom. Later on, the commander ordered his men to stone the Christians. However, the stones would bounce back upon those who were stoning them. Then the commander ordered to throw the officers in a nearby lake, which was icy, and their organs were severed because of the excessive cold. One of the Christians, whose faith was weakened, went out of the icy water and entered the hot water bathhouse nearby the lake. The heat in the bathhouse melted the ice that was on him. However, he died quickly. One of the guards saw angels descending from heaven, and in their hands were crowns. The angels placed the crowns on the heads of the 39 martyrs, and one angel continued to hold the crown in its hands. The grace of God moved the heart of the guard, who went down into the lake shouting, "I am Christian! I am Christian!" And he received the crown that was in the hand of the angel and was counted among the martyrs. The ruler ordered that the Christians' bodies be carried and thrown into the sea. On the third day, the holy martyrs appeared to the bishop of Sebaste in a vision and told him, "Go to the sea and take our bodies." And the bishop went with the priest, deacons, and the people to the sea and found the bodies. And they carried the bodies with great honor and placed them in a special place. Many signs and wonders were manifested from their bodies, and their account became well known in all of the countries. May the prayers of these brave and faithful martyrs be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 264 AD, the Holy Father, Pope Dionysius, the 14th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This father was born in Alexandria in the latter part of the 2nd century. His parents worshipped the stars as like astrology, and they put emphasis on teaching him all the subjects of the worship of the stars in the sky. However, Dionysius had the inner readiness to accept the true faith. One day, an elderly Christian woman passed by him who had with her some pages of a book that contained an epistle of the Apostle St. Paul, and Dionysius bought these from her. When he read these pages, he marveled at what was written, and he asked the elderly woman for the rest of the book. She went and brought back three more epistles. Having read them through, Dionysius found the book to be still incomplete, and he asked her to search for the rest of the book. When she felt his strong desire for reading and knowledge, she said to him, "If you want to acquire the complete book, go to the church, and you can find it there for free." He went to the church, as the elderly woman told him. He became a disciple to a deacon called Augustine, and read the epistles of our teacher St. Paul and memorized them. Then he went to St. Demetrius, the 12th Pope, and declared his faith in the Lord Christ before the Patriarch and so Pope Demetrius baptized him. Dionysius joined the theological school and excelled in the church subjects, and the Pope granted him the diaconate rank. When Pope Heraclius was enthroned, he ordained Dionysius a priest and appointed him as the dean of the theological school. And Dionysius persevered in teaching, exhorting, and baptizing those who accepted the faith. When Pope Heraclius departed, they unanimously chose the priest Dionysius to replace him, and he was consecrated patriarch in the year 246 AD. He shepherded the flock of Christ with the best of care. And when Emperor Decius incited the persecution against the Christians, he wanted to seize Pope Dionysius, but the Pope escaped. When Emperor Decius died, the Pope wrote a compassionate letter to Emperor Gallus, and accordingly, the persecution quieted down. Nevertheless, another kind of strife arose before the Pope, which was the struggle against heretics. He resisted the two heresies, that of Sabellius and Paul of Samosata. After the Pope had completed his good endeavor, he departed at a good old age. He had written many spiritual and doctrinal epistles, and most of them still exist, even until the present time. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. This day also marks the return of the two saints, Anba Macarius the Great and Anba Macarius of Alexandria, from exile on the island of Philae, south of Aswan in Upper Egypt. Emperor Valens the Arian had exiled them to this island. This was in the year 376 AD that the two saints were returned. The natives of this island of Philae worshipped idols, and they tortured these two saints severely for 3 years. It came to pass that Satan possessed the daughter of the pagan priest of this island and tormented her. Saint Macarius the Great came forward and prayed over her, and the Lord healed her by his prayers. Subsequently, the priest and the people of the island believed in the Lord Christ. The saints taught them the facts of the Christian faith and baptized them in the eve of the Feast of Epiphany. And they changed the temple on the island into a church wherein the two saints prayed and administered to the people the holy mysteries. And when the two saints wished to return, they did not know the way back to their monasteries, and so the angel of the Lord appeared to them and guided them until they reached Alexandria. From there, they went to the wilderness of Shahid, and the monks of the wilderness came out to receive them with great joy. May the prayers of these two saints be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.